very pleased to welcome into the studio Tim Spear, who is a man that's got railways running through his veins. And I know you're chairman of the southwestern region of Rail Future, but you've also owner of many other hats, aren't you?
Yes, good morning, Paul. Yes, I am. Basically, I'm the chair of the Friends of Barnstaple Railway Station. That's a group that looks after Barnstaple stations environment. We kind of work with like GWR and Network Rail at enhancing the projects with new planters and seeing about more investment going into the station. And I used to be a director for Biddeford Railway Heritage Centre. Apart from that, I've also been the rail user group for Barnstaple to Exeter. I was the vice chair for the Tarka Rail Association.
And also got here the Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance on the list of organisations as well.
Yeah, that's it. I helped initiate the alliance, and that is a two-stage project, which is one to invest in the North Devon line so it's upgraded for resilience, capacity, a better frequency of two services per hour from Exeter to Barnstaple, and a faster journey time. And then the second part of that is to extend that line to Biddeford.
We'll talk about that in a few moments' time. Just to touch on the Exeter to Barnstaple line, you gave an incredible figure a few moments ago about the number of users annually now of that line.
Yes, I mean, it's quite extraordinary. In the southwest, we're one of the fastest growing lines for users. At the moment, we're nearly reaching 1 million users per annum.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you know where that's up from to try and gauge how important that is?
Yeah, I mean, we're jumping nearly 100,000 per year. So to give you an idea of that, after COVID, the users of the line just shot right up, and we're just not seeing it kind of steady out. It's just kind of always going up in usage numbers. And that's not just peak time where we know they're at full and standing, but we're also finding people off peak are still using the line to get on board.
And I'm guessing the importance here, and something that obviously you've factored in with all the work that you've done, is that wherever you look at the moment, a greenfield today is a housing estate tomorrow. So the number of the houses that are being built, I mean, not just here in North Devon, but across the country, is not relative to the improvements to transport infrastructure, which is why we have so many traffic jams these days, both here in North Devon and probably in places like Exeter. So that is probably why we're seeing an increase in rail users.
Well, you touched it pretty much on the head there. The official data shows that we've got three very, very congested towns and cities in the southwest. They are Exeter, Plymouth and Barnstaple. So you've actually picked the one that we know from your traffic and travel reports goes to gridlock on a very daily, if not weekly,
Absolutely.
Basis.
It's not an accolade we're proud of, but I mean, it's a realistic, it's reality, isn't it?
It is. And then when you look at places like Biddeford, which are the same kind of conurbation size as Barnstaple, you realise that they have to get to or through Barnstaple to get to work or go to their studies or their patients or whatever. Yeah, that's one of the reasons this town is going to gridlock. They don't have at Biddeford any other form of transport to get them there.
And again, as you quite rightly mentioned, if we look at our travel bulletins, which we do daily, it's constantly the case of travel around, people coming into Barnstaple from all directions, all points of the compass. But often the A39 travelling between Biddeford to Barnstaple, even if you're travelling up the Yelland, Instow, Framington roads, we see the congestion that is there. And those are people that are travelling from the Biddeford area to Barnstaple to work, for example. So we need ways to ease that.
Yeah, absolutely. And a mass transport system like a train just gets right through traffic, no kind of problems. We're getting stuck and that's it. Get straight to the station and then into that town or wherever you need to go. That's exactly what we aim to do with the Alliance. And we've got lots of stakeholders now who support the work because they realise the area does need to be modernised with railways to kind of suit the travel needs for the customers and for the public.
Great. Well, now we'll come back to that in a minute, but I think we need to address the big elephant in the room here. Mm-hmm. Through conversations I've had with people about it, and, you know, I'm quite excited at the idea of restoring the railway down to Biddeford, but the question that I and most people that I speak to ask is, what about the Tarka line, the Tarka Trail? Because obviously the old railway beds that was used all those years ago is now the Tarka Trail. Incredibly popular with walkers and cyclists. How are the two going to live side by side?
Okay, that's a good question, because at the moment we've got an independent specialist advisor that will be working on that. But from my own opinion, I would like to see it like from Exeter to Exmouth, where they have the X Trail running parallel to the Avocet line.
So all right.
Both the train and the cyclists and walkers all have a parallel system that works towards both towns and cities.
So it's doable then?
It's doable. I mean, anything's feasible when you think of it. But at the same time, I just want to make sure that the cyclists and walkers realise that they will never be having the Tarka Trail taken away. It will either be enhanced or have to remain where it is.
That is reassuring for the thousands of people that use the Tarka Trail. So that is good news. And I'm guessing, and I know through conversations I've had with people, that compared with other similar projects across the country where communities are reinstating little branch lines, community rural lines, that by comparison from a technical point of view, the Barnstable to Biddeford line is comparatively straightforward.
Oh, yes. I mean, when you think of something like Crossrail, the Elizabeth line in London, they had to kind of like a needle get it through all these different areas where they've got utility pipes, housing, and completely go underground, overground, but they still managed to build it.
Yeah.
Here, we've got a flat gradient, and quite honestly, it's still an area where we could have some extra room to build the railway.
I'm guessing that the biggest comparison that we can relate to in this part of the country is the reinstatement of the Okehampton line, which was reinstated a few years ago now, and I believe is proving to be incredibly popular.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Since they began and it was reinstated, they've had hundreds of thousands of users go into Okehampton, which is actually not just about people trying to get to Exeter, but now we've got market of people going to Okehampton because they're going to visit the shops there, which is meaning they've had a great economic knock-on effect where shopkeepers are deciding we need to employ more staff and stay open later or open up earlier, and which is fantastic news for that town.
And how does it compare, like for like, with the proposed Biddeford extension in terms of, you know, catchment area, in terms of potential use, in terms of population, and obviously in terms of cost to implement?
Well, the idea of Okehampton, which was a small conurbation, the central government at the time wanted to try a restored railway, and they picked one that was relatively easy. So Biddeford, in comparison, is a much larger conurbation. It's basically on the same par as Barnstable.
Yeah.
So this is a new-to-rail market that haven't even touched the railway in Biddeford. And we're expecting even larger numbers than what is used in the Okehampton line at the moment, the Dartmoor line, as they call it.
Right. I mean, that's encouraging. That's very encouraging. But realistically, and again, we're talking hundreds of millions of pounds to reinstate that line with repositioning the Tarka Trail and things like that. How, as an organisation, are you going about that? Because if you went to the Chancellor of the Exchequer and said, can I have £500 million, please, to put this railway in? We all know what her response to that is going to be. So I'm guessing you're having to go about it in other ways and maybe partnerships.
Absolutely. So the Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance understands about the Chancellor's spending review, but we're not expecting them to be committed to anything in the South West because there's no formal business case. So for the North Devon line and for the Biddeford extension, we have to go through the Treasury's Green Book evaluation of transport projects and through the Department for Transport's transport appraisal guidance. And that is to go through a formal business case procedure. So you start with a strategic outline business case and then funded to an outline business case before going to a business case, which then is handed to government to say that there is a problem in this area. What is the problem? How has it been worked to address it?
Now, I'm guessing that, like any investor, they're going to say, well, what's in it for me? So in terms of businesses and organisations locally, you know, obviously increase footfall, increase trade and business within an area to increase the economy of an area is great news. From a government's point of view, is there a selling point there? Can you go to the government and say, look, we've proved this, perhaps with the Okehampton line as an example, that this is returning you X? This is what we project possibly for the Biddeford extension.
Yes, there's a couple of things there, Paul, which need to be addressed. One of them is economic prosperity to that area. So Biddeford at the moment is one of the most deprived areas of the country. It's well known to be cut off and that the industry has suffered and moved to other areas. When you put good transport infrastructure in, businesses will then invest in that area, and so will industries. So places like Navantia Shipyard at the moment are basically one of our stakeholders, and they want to see apprentices and skilled labour coming down from Exeter to get to the shipyard. But at the moment, they're a bit stuck because they get the Barnstable and then it's the slow bus service.
It's the bus, yeah.
So what we want to see is that idea that there's a rapid transport system that goes all the way from Exeter right down to the coast to Biddeford.
Do you know what? That's a very strong case. You're doing a good selling job here. Now, you touched on something there about travelling from Exeter to Barnstable. Then you come to an almost very, very slow snail-paced line in terms of the buses to get to Biddeford. So I can understand that. What about something you touched on a moment ago or earlier, the issue of the main Tarka line as it is at the moment? Mm. What do you hope for and what do you see as being improvements for the future on the existing line?
Okay, so good news is Great Western Railway have secured and acquired Class 175 trains, which will be hopefully on the line this year. They will help a bit with the capacity at the moment, but we do realise that the line needs modernisation so that we have two services per hour. So the Alliance at the moment is working on that business case that when we get two services per hour, we'll find more people using the line. So we'll go way past the million users per annum, because it's what they call suppressed demand. There are people not using the railway at the moment because they're a bit fearful that that one service per hour might either get cancelled or it might be full and standing. So they're just choosing not to use it.
And of course, it's an hour and 5 or 10 minutes, I think, last time I did it as a journey. Is there ways in which that could be sped up a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. We've got consultants working on it at the moment. And initially, we could see about putting new passing loops in and areas where there was once double track reinstated, so that trains can go faster. And instead of slowing down in places like Eggersford and Crediton to stop for 10 minutes, we'll have some new resignalling done there so that it will be a faster service.
So it's all in there, in the master plan?
Yes, it is. And honestly, we don't just want to say we support this area, but there's ones that we're going to see coming forwards, like the Tavistock to Plymouth line, and others around where we just see, even in Cornwall, the mid Cornwall Metro, they're all going to be new services brought in before the Biddeford one. So we just want to make sure we're ready and we're when our time comes, we're here.
So how confident are you that some of these schemes and some of these visions will actually see the light of day at any time in the next 10 years?
Yeah, I think going back to the business case development, that is exactly what we need at the moment. Campaign's one thing, and when it gets to the point where it officially gets recognised by district authorities, MPs, that's the time where we have to go through formal process, and that's what Rail Future is all about.
Do you know what? I could talk about this for hours, and I won't, because I'll get told off if I do that. But, I mean, it's very encouraging, and I'm very enthusiastic to see this happen, because I can see the advantages to North Devon as a region, and the businesses and the people that live here. A life would be so much easier with that connected up rail system and transport system. How can we get involved if we want to get involved in these various organisations? How do we find out more about it?
Yeah, sure. So Rail Future is a national organisation and the website is online. You can find out about that. I actually write for the Rail Watch magazine, which is part of them. I do the Devon and Cornwall Rail column.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, co-write it with the secretary. But yes, we can always get involved in that way. Apart from that, with Biddeford Railway Heritage Centre, they always need volunteers down there. And of course, at Barnstaple Railway Station, the Friends of Barnstaple Railway Station are always happy to see new members.
Tim, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I think we've overrun our time just a little bit, but it's fascinating. So much going on. We must keep in touch with this, and you must update us as the progress or the process continues and hopefully develops and heads in the right direction.